Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Dude.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about whether or not you really need to visit the land that you buy. But before we get into it, Jill, share something funny with us.
You know, Jack, I had a funny little story I was going to share, and then I walked in and I sat down and I thought of a funnier thing, and so I just pushed it aside. Because I am constantly... one of the things I think about you and I makes us so successful is we are scrappy. And how do I know we're scrappy? Because you're sitting on a drum chair. I mean, this is what's so funny. I walked in. So here we are back in Scottsdale right now. And
it's called a throne.
Is that really what it's called?
Yeah, they're called,
seriously?
Yeah.
It's a
drum stats tool.
Like the bathroom throne?
I wouldn't bring that up, but
sorry.
In fact, that's actually never crossed my mind, that comparison.
I thought that's where it came from. So we're improvising right now with studio.
This show is not about real estate at all.
No, it's not. So we had to do a temporary studio here is really what's going on. And so we walked into another area where there's a drum set up in this studio. So instead of moving things around and making the desk and whatever, Jax just decides he's going to use the drum set as... to set up recording equipment and use that seat. And I just think it's hilarious. So, I mean, I need a photo of this.
These things are comfortable as hell, man. I would probably use them in the office or something.
Maybe, yeah, that's there you go. Office chairs are out and the drum set thrones are in. Love it.
Let's take a question from a caller posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Yes. Okay. So, Matt... who's one of our pro members, asks, I love this question, does anyone have any experience in buying and selling land in South Dakota? I have a lot of family from there and go there frequently. I'm interested in sending mailers, but when I look at LandWatch, something seems different. Most parcels are for auction on LandWatch, not for sale. Any advice? That is interesting.
You know, we made a second career out of auctioning off property, $1 no reserve. So that's great. Don't be afraid of auctions as well. Auctions are awesome, you know, especially because we're not in the business of maximizing price. Auctions are great for cash flow and the whole thing. So, you know, yeah, we auction property off at least multiple times a month, let's say, mostly on eBay. But to answer your question about South Dakota, it works everywhere. This program works in all 50 states and Canada. And that's only because that's where I know that there's data. It might work. It would work anywhere you had access to assessor's data like we have. So, yeah, I just had a what we call a deal review call with two guys from South Carolina. And they were looking at doing this in South Dakota, all over the country for some reason. And then they've had a lot of success with it in South Carolina. So, yes, Matt. Mm-hmm. You know, is it $100 an acre in South Dakota? You know, offer price like it is in Nevada? No, but it works. Mm-hmm. That's a topic for a different show.
I like that. Well, and Matt has all the answers, so Matt knows how to do all that, to look for how to price it and
he does?
All that good stuff. Yeah, he's all in, man.
Oh, he's an actual member?
Yeah. So for these questions, I do this most of the time, by the way. And where do I get them? I go into our online community, which is Success Plant, and I go and pull questions
from...
I didn't
know you actually really worked here.
You're so sorry. Oh my gosh, it's like the other night someone said, so what do you do? And then all Jack said was turn around and goes, yeah, Jill, what do you do?
I want to hear that. You know,
I'd like to hear that.
I still didn't understand your answer.
What
do you do for a living, Jill?
Well, it's impossible. You know, and for someone who's not in our world, it's hard for me to describe. So I usually kind of just cover it. I try to make it so there's not going to be a lot of questions like, I handle a lot of real estate data for people who need data, you know, kind of thing. They're like, oh, and that pretty much stops the line of questioning.
It does stop it.
Yeah.
No, you can answer it because for 20 years, I've had to answer it. Like, what do you do?
Right.
If you say, you know, we're real estate investors for rural vacant land, all it does is lead to more questions.
Oh, yeah.
But if you say, I own a real estate data company, everyone just says, oh, you're boring.
Exactly.
And that's what I want.
I like
want
that.
It to stop right there.
Yeah. You just use the word
otherwise,
data.
Otherwise, it's 2 hours of questions and answers.
Right.
And that's what we do for a living. And I don't want to do that when we're not working.
Well, it's like our baseball friends. You know, they the last thing you want to do is go out and talk about baseball.
Yeah. We have several friends who are professional umpires for the MLB. And I've never talked about real estate or baseball with them ever.
You
talk about cars and girls.
Yeah. Exactly. That's way more fun. So yeah, if you're ever in this situation, by the way, use the word data and just make mm-hmm. make up a job and put data in there
yep.
and it'll stop the questioning.
Yep. It took like 15 years.
Tips from Jack and Jill.
15 years to get it down to one sentence. And it works great.
It does. Love it.
So today's topic is, do you need to visit the land that you buy? What do you think, Jill?
Ask me the last time I visited one of our properties.
Have you ever seen a piece of property?
You know, I was just asked this recently by a new member the other day. And I told her, I said, the last time I saw something... Or ever. I mean, it's always a drive-by. I don't think I've ever really stood on anything.
We took an RV trip to Canyonlands, to Utah.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Canyonlands, and what's the other park up there?
Arches.
Yeah. And we drove by a lot of real estate that we own
yeah.
or owned.
Right.
Or we have sold on terms. And I pointed at it at like 65 miles an
That's
hour.
That's exactly how it went. And I said, oh, wow, this is even prettier than the photos.
Yeah.
That was the extent
right.
of it. That's
right.
what I said. I'm like, gosh, I like it up here.
All kidding aside, Jill didn't have to because I did. So early in my career, I mean, I know these subdivisions all over these states here, California, New Mexico, Arizona, and Nevada. I mean, I know the subs really, really well. So almost by unit number, like I know we're buying some property in Modoc County right now in Cal Pines, and I've been driven all through there. I know the units by heart and stuff. So to answer the question, the topic of the show in the beginning of your career, especially if you're in some of the eastern states, I really think that it would be good to do that. Is it necessary? I don't know. It's not. Is it going to stop you from being successful? No.
Perfect.
But I'm Mr. Thorough, so.
Well, and I was going to say, too, back when you started in 99, Jack,
yeah.
I mean,
there was
you didn't have Google Earth.
Right.
So, because what I want to share today is the number of successful members that we have that are in other countries, like in Europe.
I didn't think of that.
And in Asia. And we have some in the Caribbean. We have a lot of successful members, Canada, who don't. They've never seen it. They may have not even been to the United States, everyone. And they are doing this successfully.
Yeah.
Because they have
right.
the resources, the tools and the resources now, from what you had in 99,
yeah.
are a whole different ballgame. And it gets better all the time.
We literally bought, you know, remember the Atlas your parents yeah. had in the car, the 50-state Atlas?
Yeah. Yep.
We literally bought that. I bought every single Rand McNally 50-state Atlas, and we would take pictures and photocopy it and put it in the postings. God, that's old.
See?
Well,
look, but here's an example, Jack. In 99, did you even have a cell phone?
No.
Okay. And now, you started in 99.
We did, but it didn't work.
But okay. Yeah, I made a flip phone and didn't have to take pictures maybe
and
stuff.
It was like a brick, you know?
Right. So in 99, from when you started, Jack, to right now, on my cell phone, I can pop in a GPS coordinate and I can see a property.
Yeah.
Period.
That's amazing.
So that's the difference. And that's, I think, why a lot of our people are, you know, you don't have to go see it. So like, because that was my thing this is why I wanted to talk about this. Our new member was saying, gosh, do I have to? You know, you guys talk about this. Do I have to do this? Because it's hard for me. And, you know, it's hard for a lot of our members that work full-time jobs. You know, people are just, not just us, but yeah. I just mean anyone who wants to do this investing on the side. When you have a full-time job, maybe you're going to school, you have a family, you know, whatever it is,
really,
it's not always that easy to, you know, take off and go visit a property four states over that you've isolated is a great.
You know what? I'm going to change my answer.
Okay.
No, I don't think you need to go visit buy the land.
Thanks. I wasn't trying to change you. I was just.
No, I'm not. I'm really serious.
I was being your yin yang. You know, yin yang.
You changed my mind.
Thanks.
That's how I know we have a healthy relationship too.
Well, thank you.
You're like probably the only person on this planet that can change my mind.
Thank you very much. You know what? I'm gonna note this is episode number 289, and I'm gonna document this, and I'm gonna
save this. Get to know your best friend. Do a podcast.
.com.
This is like the most we talked to each other.
I know.
Like in weeks.
It's so true. We've been traveling, and so yeah, we popped up in town here to check on our staff and our office, and I haven't even said hello to you barely. I see you in the hall. Mm-hmm. You know, we're like meeting after meeting after meeting.
You know, the other thing too is I had for probably 15, 12 years, I had a full-time engineer that was completely on the road. And so there's, you know, 100,000 pictures that mm-hmm. he's taken all around the western part of the country. So that we use for auctions back then and we use now. And it's actually included in our stuff. So, mm-hmm. you know, there are a lot of tools and I'm not trying to sell. I don't want to sell in sales here at all. But there's a lot of resources in there to make sure that you don't really need to go see it. Mm-hmm. There's some legal issues
stuff
with
that's
that,
available
but I don't
now.
Really get into it.
I got an email a while ago. I don't know if you got this one too, Jack, but I got an email from someone who isolated that we had some properties in Florida because he said, bro, I'm doing a group drone flyby.
Oh.
Seriously, so check this out. This person has isolated the people that own these properties in whatever area. So he's going to do a drone flyover and we can all get in on it if you want to and mm-hmm. share the cost. I'm like, how great. I mean, it's just stuff like
that's
available.
Is that a member or is it just
somebody? No, it's a random person that just someone. He must have pulled the data and saw that we own some property there and just sent it to everybody. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's nobody that I know. It's just they pulled that we're an owner there. And he's doing it. You're like, hey, you want in? I'm taking photos of your area with my drone. I'm like, that's brilliant. I mean, that kind of stuff. Even Jack, 5 years ago, we didn't have that.
Yeah, we have a member who does drone videos of large acreage property. Every single one he buys and mm-hmm. it sells. There's one picture he has. So he doesn't go do it. This is actually topical for this through this episode. He hires a group of people to go. It takes costs about $200 to $300. And so this guy took the drone out there.
Right.
And there was a bear with two cubs, and obviously it caught the guy's attention, the drone pilot, and so it became the hit of the thing. Aww. So he puts it on YouTube, and it goes viral because people love animals. Because the bear was threatened by the drone.
I'm like, wait, did I hear about? Is this really somebody that we know?
I have a call with him at 3:00, a deal review call.
Oh,
and
I had some questions.
So hold on, The bear saw.
Because I think I like heard it on Facebook or something silly.
The bear saw this drone as a threat, you know, because mm-hmm. it had two cubs, and man, it like stood up and it was really cool to watch.
Aww.
Like if I just saw it on Facebook, forget about the real estate piece of it.
Yeah, I'm in for the bears. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, who cares?
In California, it's a sweet piece of property too. He made a smoking ton
that's
of money
cool.
on that.
Awesome, very cool.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how we use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition.
So I
can't believe you in this throne business.
I'm cracking up about the bear still. Oh, yeah. That's
what kind of analogy is that?
That's all I think of when you say throne, you know, and you're sitting on it. That's the only thing I could think of. I didn't know the
try to keep the bathroom musical humor out of the show, Jill.
I know. Well, for anyone who's driving around with a 6 to 12 year old boy in your car in the back
seat. Oh, it stops
seat.
At 12?
No, I don't know that show.
Anybody who's male.
Exactly.
Let's just say that.
They got a everybody giggled.
I talk about that kind of stuff with the umpires too, but I out of respect for women, all
Thank
over
you.
Women. I don't bring it up.
And you know what? And all women appreciate that.
So I sent out a funny thing today, like the stuff Jack says. I sent a posting out today.
Yeah.
And this is what today's is. To French people, colon.
Uh-oh.
To all French people.
Oh, no.
An attractive man smoking a cigarette is not a movie. Even That's if it is silly. Black and white.
There you go. Love it. Love it.
Anyway, I interrupted you 3 times. What were you going to say?
No, I'm good.
All right. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price, just so we can flip it for way more.
And really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property. If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.